Today, for our local business connection, we are joined by Shalini Singh of Mathnasium here in Milton. Shalini, how is business going since the COVID-19 outbreak?
I can complain because I am very blessed to be having a very supporting clientele. My business really is catered towards helping children with math. So what happens is a lot of people who, of course, are having their issues financially have kind of withheld, but we jumped very quickly onto our online sessions. So there was a lot of support from the parents. And although we had 140 kids and now we have around just 47, it's a setback, but it's a step towards something. And definitely on a positive note, we're better off than a lot of other businesses which had to completely close because of the situation. So, yeah, it's just looking into positives in a tough situation like this.
Shalini, are there any specific measures that your business has been putting in place since the outbreak began?
So our center, I run a Mathnasium center here. We specialize in teaching math to children from grade 1 to grade 12. And we offer students one-on-one sessions at the center. But because of the closure, we could no longer have those sessions. So we immediately took over. Mathnasium decided that we are going to go forward, start our online sessions. We jumped on board and we started with contacted parents if they would like a trial. They agreed. A number of them agreed. We gave them a trial session. And going forward, we closed around the 14th of last month, and on the 30th, we successfully ran our first set of sessions for children online who were interested in taking that option.
Shalini, do you have any advice for other businesses that are obviously going through a similar thing?
I think the only thing is, I know it's depressing and I know it's very challenging, but it's just about, taking one step at a time, taking one bite out of the big elephant before you can move forward. I have prioritized absolutely to the point that I worked pretty much 14 hours in those couple of weeks that I had to set everything up. Your team comes together. I think one of the biggest advice I can give everyone is trust the people who work for you, trust your team, and they will do wonders for you. My team came together. They held my back. And I am so proud of them.
And last question I have for you, Shalini, is you mentioned that you were blessed to have the clientele that you have. Do you have a message for your customers?
For my clients, we are here to help you. We are here to support you. I know it's hard to work from home and have a child being taught. I know we have different hurdles. The school is trying its best. But yes, children who are already struggling with their academics, especially with math, who are not getting any support, we are here to help. We are here to support them. We can do everything from our end to make sure that academics, which is such a crucial part in our children's learning, is not compromised in any way. We are finding new methods, new approaches every day. We try to make our sessions as fun and knowledgeable and as interactive as they were when the children came to the center. We still are running our great incentive program. So we are doing everything in our power to make these difficult times a little more easier for our children who are, already struggling through the in their academics. And we are very, very proud that we've successfully helped a lot of children so far.
Thank you so much for doing this, Shalini.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And I wish all of you good health and everybody who's part of this great success. Thank you.